Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone into the Clay County Corner here this morning. We're not in the corner of the courthouse today. We've come down live at Clay County High School this morning. We had all kinds of great plans this morning about getting some of our superlatives on and all that, but they're out practicing right now, and I'm going to kind of break... break the schedule just a little bit. We've got a couple of the superlatives in here this morning, and they're going to have to get out to the football field and practice just in a second. But I've got Mr. Beth McMurtry with us, who is the FFA sponsor. And what is your official teaching position now, Beth?
I am the agriculture teacher here at the high school, and I've got my officer team here this morning to kind of tell a few things about the good things that we've got going on within our chapter.
So we're going to kind of break our routine a little bit, and we're going to let them talk a few minutes, the ones that have to go out and practice. And first up, who we got up first? And then we're going to tell about what's going on. Go ahead, Frank. Garrett.
I am Garrett Franklin, and I'm currently serving as the president of the Clay County FFA chapter.
And, okay, now I know with Ms. Beth talked about, and you guys, you went to the National FFA Conference for the first time in a number of years, I think, maybe?
Yeah, the past few years we've been trying to get more people involved and go to a lot more different things. And one thing that we've been trying to do is explain to more kids in the high school what FFA really is. So the official name of the organization is the National FFA Organization, and the letters in FFA stand for Future Farmers of America. So these letters mean a lot of different things, but the organization is really changing in how diverse it is. So the letters stand for Future Farmers of America, but you don't have to be a farmer to be involved. It's more than just plows and sales nowadays. There are more speaking events and career development events that can get more people involved. So the reason for the name change was updated in 1988 after a vote at the National Convention. Today, the National FFA Organization remains committed to the individual student providing a path to achieve and premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agriculture education. FFA continues to help the next generation rise up to meet the challenges that the world presents to them. So many people that are in FFA today could be future chemists, biologists, veterinarians, or engineers of America.
Okay. Now, Gary, I know I've spoken to some of the folks in the area here over the past few years or so about the cattle business here in Clay County. And, you know, I hear them talking about doing DNA tests on their livestock, doing chemical analysis of their hay crops, all these things. So, you know, this can be a pretty complicated business, isn't it?
Yeah, and for things that kids with interest in livestock or hay and forages, there are different career development events that kids can compete in to test their knowledge in those and really see if that's something that they love through FFA.
Okay, now that we've let Garrett do an introduction, Miss Beth, you want to talk a little bit?
Kind of going off what Garrett said about the livestock and the different CDs that we've got going on, we've been blessed this past year to actually incorporate a small animal class to kind of get the kids prepared for jobs and stuff in that field by hopefully incorporating a livestock facility someday. That's the dream that we hopefully can obtain
We probably need to take a little short break here and come back. We've had a little crew, a group come through with a late breakfast here or something. We'll let them kind of get cleared out. And let's take a little short break from our sponsors and come back. And we'll get back with Beth just in a minute here. Right now, let's take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kick Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We are, like I said, we're on a little bit different routine this morning. Beth McMurtry is here, and Garrett Franklin's been talking a little bit. But we want to remind everyone, of course, that we come here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country. And this is the Salina Clay County radio station. And we have this show each Thursday morning at 9. Then there's a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight if you want to listen to it again at 6. And it's also streamed live on the Dale Hall Horizon, or not live, but streamed, recorded on the Dale Hall Horizon site. And even all the old shows are there. So if you know of one back a couple of years ago you want to listen to again, you can do that there. But Beth, if you would, before I interrupt you to get some words in from our sponsors, go ahead.
Like I was saying, we were trying to incorporate a small animal care class within our program this year. We've been more plant-based, but we're hoping to, the kids that want to go be vets and stuff like that, to actually have that opportunity, because we have several kids who actually like to show livestock and compete in those different things. Garrett Franklin, as we were talking about earlier with the FFA, he is also, I guess, within our county, we've had two regional officer candidates that's actually become a regional officer. And I would like to turn the mic back over to Garrett to talk about some of his job duties that he's actually had as a regional officer.
So at the end of last school year, I was elected the middle region secretary. So things that I've been able to do through that is, 2 weekends ago, the middle region officers hosted the Green Hand Conference at Tennessee Tech University, and that was the thing that we used to get freshman members really incorporated and involved. And influence them to show them the many different things and opportunities that they'll get through FFA. So the other things that I'll get to do through regional office is I'll get to work closely with our state officers this year and go visit with chapters across the state and hopefully get prepared to run for state office.
Okay, now, Gary, does the FFA still have, is there a college-level version of this?
Yeah, most colleges have a collegiate FFA chapter, so after you graduate high school, you can remain in active membership until the 4th National Convention after high school graduation, and you can join a collegiate chapter.
I thought that was the procedure, but it's been a year or two since I've been in college. Okay, Garrett, are you finished now and get to go to practice?
Yeah.
And I think someone else will take the hot seat there. And Miss Beth, you want to introduce who we got coming up and what they're going to talk about?
I would like to turn the mic over to Brandy Key. She is our chapter treasurer. She's going to tell you a little bit about some of the homecoming festivities and stuff that we've had going on here at the high school this week.
We have been celebrating homecoming this week here at CCHS. Yesterday we had a co-ed flag football match between the different classes today at 1. We have the winners today between the juniors and seniors, and it is the championship match. We will also be having a prep rally this afternoon as well to get people ready for tomorrow's football game.
Okay, what else you got for us?
The homecoming parade is tomorrow.
Okay, now I've got a whole bunch of information on that about the route and all that. You have all that, but I'll go through that here in a minute. And I've got a list of all the superlatives. You know all of them by heart?
No.
No? okay. Now, are you participating in the homecoming in some way?
Yes, I am the 4-H queen.
And you have to go practice here in a minute also, don't you? Okay, now, in 4-H, what is your specialty in 4-H?
Well, for 4-H, I show pigs, and I do multiple stuff at 4-H.
And, of course, you've got a big fur to plow when you're going into pig thing down from Clay County, don't you? Because we have been pretty dominant the past few years in our pig work with the 4-H Club, haven't we?
Yes.
Are you going to be as good as your predecessors?
Probably not.
Okay. Do you need to get on down to practice now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming by, and good luck on.
You're welcome.
Looking very pretty for the parade.
Thank you.
Beth, I know another thing. One of you girls come on up and sit with us up here. Beth, I know the activities how long have you been here at Clay County High School?
There was a year and a half that I kind of taught at the K-8 for a year, but this is my fifth year here at the high school.
And during that period of time, as we said earlier, at one time the agriculture departments in the high school that kind of were being downplayed and they were being downsized, and I know here we have some good facilities. Tremendous facilities here, and what was it like coming in and basically kind of starting all over again with a program?
Hoping to kind of get a background to encourage all the students to have an opportunity for what their interest is. That's been the big thing, trying to incorporate something that matches everybody's preferences. You have your kids that want to do your shop stuff. You have the kids that enjoy the livestock, as well as the plant and soil side. So trying to incorporate different aspects into the program has been something that I've worked really hard to try to encourage all the members to be a part of something, because the FFA is not just about farming in general. It's took a turn. There are so many leadership opportunities out there for students today, that scholarships, job opportunities, that there's something for every student here at the high school to be a part of.
Okay, and then also I know this past summer that you guys were involved in a special project, weren't you, here this past summer?
Yeah, that's what's going to lead us into our next topic, is the actual greenhouse sales. The kids probably hated me over the summer having to water and pick tomatoes all summer long, but that was one of our big fundraisers this summer, was actually growing and raising the heirloom tomatoes in the greenhouse that we just had installed last year. Allie, I would like to turn the mic over to her and let her talk a little bit about what some of the stuff that we did with our new facility with the greenhouse.
Okay.
Well, we were more than blessed to begin our greenhouse sale after it had been out of service for over 3 years, when we installed a 30 by 72 foot high tunnel in January of last year. We began our growing season by planting 350 heirloom tomatoes with different varieties, then harvesting them in mid-May all throughout the summer months. We also hope to expand the vegetables that we sold this upcoming year to more than just tomatoes. We hope to be raising cucumbers, peppers, squash, and other fresh vegetables. The FFA chapter also worked with the local Chamber of Commerce this summer in hopes that we might be able to get more vendors to set up to sell fresh fruits and vegetables at a farmer's market. We would like to see farmers have a good place to bring their extra produce to sale if they would like, as we often are also neighborly and raise way more than we tend to need. After we harvested all the tomatoes, we began to pull up the vines and begin clearing the ground to begin our fall mum sale. The FFA chapter has been selling 5 different colors of mums since the 19th of September. We have a select few still available if anyone would like to purchase them. The colors that we have available are bronze, red, pink, and white. All are in 9-inch pots and span 22 inches. They're great for fall decorations.
Very good. I know, and also, Beth, along that line, I think you guys got a grant?
We did. I'm very excited to be incorporating this into our program this year. Over the summer, we have been waiting, I guess, since the end of last school year, and the Chamber of Commerce and Ms. Shane Donaldson, who works very diligently, and she's a very awesome support system. But we actually got the Holland grant, the 3-star grant within the Upper Cumberland, a $15,000 grant to install another greenhouse here at the high school to incorporate and do more stuff to help the kids that are in the work-based learning program to actually get the job skills that they need to take into the workforce. And another big grant that I'm excited about, we applied for the National FFA Living to Serve grant back in early September, and it was a $1,200 grant that we hope to incorporate here at the high school using the produce that we grow in the greenhouse to actually incorporate it into the cafeteria and have the fresh produce that we actually grow and harvest that the kids can actually eat here at the high school.
I know Farmers Market has been talked about and tried to plan about a thing here in Clay County for a number of years. I know most of the communities around have farmers market, but the problem has always been someone that can kind of take the bull by the horns and run it. And it may be that the vitality and vigor of a youth group may be just the thing that we need to get this thing over the edge. I think I told you we might ought to call this the future farmers market, since you guys maybe could be in charge of it. And I can envision each of these guys at home putting out a little plot of corn or green beans or something on their own and bringing in and selling at the farmer's market. It looks like it could be a great moneymaker for you guys, plus a great benefit for the community.
It would be. That's something a lot of times in this area, we have so many people who grow produce and stuff, but we tend to often give it away to families. If we could get more vendors and stuff that would actually be interested in setting up and selling, that would be a nice goal for us to have here in Clay County.
And, of course, right now is the time to start working on that, isn't it?
It
I know last year we tried, but got started a little bit late. I mean, it's hard to start after growing season has started. And I know, too, that it's kind of been a tradition around here that if a farmer grew too much produce, they just gave it away to their neighbors. But they really didn't see that as an extra bit of income that, you know, that's taken the place of that what we had when I was growing up, that $1,000 tobacco crop or something that came in about Christmas time that bought you your Christmas gifts. And in the fall, the spring, we pick strawberries. I think that's no longer around. You know, different things like that brought in a little extra money. And it looked like, Ben, you have a group maybe that's going to take the lead. And with you, look like kind of. This may be a thing. The farmer's market may finally come to fruition. But with that, we need to take a little break again. We have to make money on this show. We have sponsors. Thank goodness for our sponsors here. And we have a number of them, and we want to remind everyone, you know, spend your money in Clay County with our sponsors as much as you can. But let's take a little break and listen to them for just a second, and we'll be back here in just a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test. because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Miss Beth, I start to say Hatcher again, McMurtry. These things throw me off, as I've said a number of times before. A lot of these folks I knew as when they were students and things, and they're especially the young ladies, their last names have changed on a lot of them, and sometimes I forget that. But Beth, before we get to that, remind everyone that we've got our birthday and anniversary club today. About halfway through the show, we're going to read off the list of folks that have called in birthdays, and a lucky winner of that will get a birthday and anniversary cake from the Grill and Chill Dairy Queen here in Salina. Have anybody had a birthday in this group or anything? Or? Well, I knew that. But I guess we're not going to let her be eligible, I guess, today since she's a guest. This is Beth's birthday today. Happy birthday to you. We'll make yours. Now, what have you got up next for us here with your group?
To tell you a little bit about some of the different cities and activities that we have going on throughout the year. Our school year actually begins throughout the summer with FFA Leadership Training Camp, and I have Katie Mays, our chapter secretary here, to kind of give you an idea of what FFA Camp is and what it's about.
All right, you're up.
All right, like Ms. Beth said, I'm Katie Mays. I'm the chapter secretary, and FFA Camp is a week-long leadership experience that members attend during the summer at Camp Clements. Members have opportunities to participate in classes such as extemporaneous speaking, parliamentary procedure, which I took this summer, and officer training. This camp benefits members by developing communication skills and other leadership skills. This year we attended the last week of July, which was really fun because there wasn't that many people there, and you got to meet everybody. So, and during that week we also met two state officers, Kenzie Bastian and Allie Jo Schenkel. And we met many FFA members from across the state and made lifelong friends. And even throughout our CDE contest, we've seen some of these people and have picked up right where we left off. And FFA camp is a great place to learn leadership, like I said, and meet a ton of people and create a lot of inside jokes. There's a lot this year.
Which you can't necessarily share with us, man.
No, we can't. We can't really do that. This year, we were blessed to be able to take 9 members and 1 faithful Manny. So, we were very blessed this year.
And had a good time.
We had a great time.
And learned a lot of things, and you get to bring it. I don't know, how many students do you have in the agriculture here now, Beth?
As far as FFA members, we have 63 FFA members here at the high school.
So you're one of the larger organizations on campus, aren't
you?
Y'all could control all the elections, can't you? Okay. Now, I think we have got a couple more folks here that want to join us. Anything else you want to say other than how much you enjoyed being here this morning? And
it was great. It was time of my life.
We've got another speaker coming up. Beth, anything right now that you need to interject before we have the next guest on?
I would just like to introduce Abby Coons. She serves as our chapter reporter. What she's fixing to let us all know about is land judging. This is one of the most competitive CDs that we actually take part in here at the high school. It's also one of my favorite CDs as well, but I'd like to turn it over to Abby Coons. At this
can time. I ask her a question before we start?
Yes, you can.
How's the goats doing?
They're doing good. I have 24 right now.
So she's also a goat farmer? We've tried to get her on a number of times before to talk about the goats. We're still going to manage that one of these days and get Abby scheduled because she does. She has a number of goats that she takes care of, and that it's very interesting, and she made an interesting we'll make an interesting interview when we get that on here. We've had trouble getting her scheduled for that, but now we've got her today. Okay, Abby, your official job now.
I'm talking about land judging. That's one of our most competitive cities, like Miss Beth said. What land judging is you go out in a field and they have dug a pit, and you judge it based on the soil samples and texture, depth, water holding capacity, slope, other aspects. The land as a whole is judged to determine if what sort of crops you can grow and if it's easy to build a house there or not. We had 11 participants this year. FFA Team 1 placed first in district and 8th in region, and the 4-H teams placed 8th and 10th in region. We had a great year and had three people that have never competed in land judging, and hopefully they will compete again next year.
Okay, now you mentioned something there that it really didn't matter a whole lot here in Clay County over the years, and that is finding the proper place to build a house. Now, that's a big deal now, isn't it, Beth? You have to have someone come in and do a soil test anymore before you can start construction, don't
it
you?
It is, and that's something, home inspections and stuff like that. The kids, a lot of times when you're out in the public and people will go, what are you doing? What is land judging? They're like, are you just going to play in the dirt? Kids and so many adults even don't understand that that's actually an integral part of actually home construction and soil samples in general.
And of course, since we have to have permits to build and all those
mm-hmm.
things, you're in Clay County now. It's been a long time coming here. Well, Abby, you got anything else that you need to relate to us this morning?
Well, my goat is actually part of my SAE, which every student is supposed to have an SAE, and you can...
What does SAE stand for?
Supervised Agricultural Experience.
All right.
It's... Like, you would have to have somebody, like, watch over you, like, which mine would also be where my family has a business that relates to shop, that I would be that, too. But you can earn scholarships from an SAE. I think we've actually had people earn scholarships before.
Yes, that's what, there's so many opportunities within the FFA. SAEP scholarships, students can actually get more money to boost their SAE and actually obtain more money to just build upon the foundation if they want to grow and expand.
So you are an official goat farmer,
I
ranger.
I am an official goat
farmer. Very good. It's good having you here this morning.
Thank you.
And I think we've got one more student left, and if he'll slide up here. I know, of course, I know his family's in what, the chicken, are you in the chicken egg business? Or
yes,
the,
sir.
So you are on a farm, and we introduce him, Beth.
Kind of going off the chicken farmer here, this is Mason Smith. He is our chapter sentinel. I guess the other night at the Farm Bureau, if you attended the Farm Bureau picnic at the women's building, Mason was opening and closing the doors. That's something his job duties require him, and he is a very, very well-mannered young man. I would like to let him talk about some of the different shop projects and things that we've had going on within over the years in the shop.
Okay, if you would then.
Some of the shop projects that we have done is we built picnic tables. We've done bookshelves. We've made, I can't think right now.
That happens sometimes when you get in front of those microphones. It just scares you to the death.
Yeah. And whatever anybody wants built, bring them to us. We'll figure out what we can do. What we're working on right now is we're taking pallets apart and dumping pumpkins out of them. We're selling them for how much, Beth? $8 a piece. $8 a piece. And then... we're also, around this time of the year, we're making livestock mineral feeders, and those sell for around $175, and they have a PVC board for the bottom instead of a plywood.
All right. Have we got anything else this morning?
I think that wraps it up.
Well, Beth, it's been a pleasure having you here with the students, and guys, you did a great job, and... keep us informed on what's going on, and on your sales of goods, like your mom's sale, get us word up the radio station so we can tell everyone
okay.
You've got them. and we get them. We'll even get them on the maybe on the Clay County announcement that you're selling moms down here. If you probably write a little note and give it that man right back there, he might see that it gets on before the flyers are all gone. But right now, I guess we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute. We'll get our list of birthday and anniversary folks and bring on folks talk about the golf teams that just got back from the state playoffs. So right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, what is your married name now?
Johnson.
Debbie Johnson. Yeah, like I said, I have troubles with that. But Debbie's here. She's going to talk about the golf team here in a minute. We've got a whole bunch of, I guess, stuff to shore up here right now after Miss Beth and her group left, and beginning with those folks that celebrated a birthday or anniversary this past week. And we've got a whole bunch this morning. Remember the number, 243-5574. You'll get the answering machine slowly, clearly, and so we can understand who it is. And if you leave us a phone number, we can't understand you, we'll try to give you a call. But beginning today, folks that celebrated a birthday or anniversary this past week, Justin Cunningham and his mom and dad called his birthday in, which took place on the 26th. And also we have Karen Johnson, who celebrated a birthday this past week, and also Eugene Johnson, whose ex-wife called his in on the 23rd. Billy Churry celebrated a birthday this past week. His wife and family called in and would like to wish him a happy birthday. And also, Judy Fox is celebrating a birthday this week. Happy birthday to her. And celebrating an anniversary on the 27th of this week was Donald and Jennifer Strong. They celebrated their 20th anniversary. And also celebrating a birthday this week was Mike Strong, who celebrated his 54th birthday on the 23rd. This is from his wife, Teresa, the two Rickies, and Alexis and Darlene. They'd all like to wish Mike a happy birthday. And then Vicky and Arno Hatcher celebrating a birthday, and their kids called in to wish them a happy anniversary. And then on the 23rd, Lanny Likens celebrated his 57th birthday, and his wife Barbara, mother Dolores, his sister and his nieces would all like to wish him a happy birthday. And also on the 26th, Justin Smith and Charlene and Joe Eagle called in to wish him a happy birthday. And also on this list today, Aiden Barlow celebrated a birthday this past week, and Amber Watson. So had a good number this past week that celebrated birthdays. We'd like to wish all of them a happy birthday. And here in a minute, we don't have our selection system this morning. I may have my guest to guess a number between one and something or other. I did that one day, and I said, give me a number between one and seven, and the guest said eight. So hopefully that won't happen to us today. But let's see, we've got a whole bunch more things to do here. The homecoming parade route. It will begin at the track here at the football field. And it will take the Clay County Highway to Brown Street, to the Highway 53 intersection, and then Highway 53 to Pitcock Lane, and then they make their annual circle at the Clay County Health and Rehab Center for the folks down there, then turn on to Mitchell Street towards Salina K-8, and go by the front of the building there at Salina K-8, and all the little young'uns are out there hollering and cheering as they go by there. And then they will exit K-8, go down Mitchell Street toward the old football field, and enter Williamson Street, go by the Alternative School and the Head Start, and end at Williamson Street, turn up East Lake Avenue, and then go up Brown Street and end at the old high school parking lot, where everyone will pick up those riding do we have any floats this year? I don't think so.
I think it's all vehicles.
You're one of the ones that have to do that. Remember those days when about, 2 weeks before homecoming, we basically shut academics down, didn't we?
Yeah, worked on floats.
And everybody got out and found them a wagon, and Mr. Max Agenklaas put chicken wire around it, and we stuffed hundreds of thousands of
napkins
around. This was a big deal in those days.
Yes, it was.
And I don't know how long ago they quit that, but that was a tremendous thing.
Mm-hmm.
With the cooperation among the students, stuffing all those napkins, building those things, coming up with designs.
Yes.
I mean,
a big ordeal.
It was a big ordeal. It's not hardly as complicated anymore. And also at this time, I'll announce the superlatives that were elected school-wide, and I think that's these folks here. And we're not necessarily school-wide, but the football queen is Elizabeth Spivey, and I think she is voted upon by the members of the football team. And then the entire student body elects the homecoming queen, which is Emmy Upton this year,
mm-hmm.
and Miss CHS, Keely Watson, Mr. CCHS, Eli Watson, and the CCHS sweetheart, Kendall Johnson, and the Prince of Personality, Jake Gentry, and Miss School Spirit, Valerie Key, and Mr. School Spirit, Cody Haney. And these are elected school-wide, and there are numerous others that are elected by each class, and I think there's like a two-page list of those that are elected by the classes. We have attendance that were elected by classes, but these are the ones that are elected school-wide.
Yes.
And these are the traditional ones that have been with us forever, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay, now let's see what else I've got here. Volleyball. I think they just finished their season, tied for first in the conference. And yet where the conference tournament's going to be held. I think they've got a meeting tomorrow to do that. Also here, we've got the Special Olympic bowling team. I think they won a big bowling event yesterday. And let's see, somewhere Miss Ayers gave me a thing here on that. And they participated Tuesday at the Special Olympic bowling event in Cookeville. And they did very well. Bobby Barr and Michael Butterworth placed first. And Amanda Birdwell placed second. And this is the first time they've been able to participate in this. And, of course, they're looking forward to the spring games. So we now have a Clay County Special Olympics bowling
That's
team,
wonderful.
And they did great.
Yeah.
And we'd like to congratulate them. See, I've got stuff all over the place here today. Let's see, now what else do we have here? Oh, I think also that we now have a cross-country team here.
Yeah.
And we just got all kinds of things going on. But right now, I have, report on the golf. Wait, I got one more thing I got to announce, and that is the Cumberland Run Cruise In around the square on Saturday. I got to get that in. We've got that coming up at 2 o'clock, and we're giving away over 100 free T-shirts for the first group of folks that show up. So that's going to be a great, looks like it's going to be perfect weather for a cruise in that day, about 75 degrees and sunshiny. And so we're looking forward to that this weekend. And also coming up, October the 14th, the big chili cook-off. So we've got that coming up. And you can find, we've got a sign there on the courthouse square there where you can see the information on that.
Saw
and you
that
can
yesterday.
Check with Sandra Wicks down at the community center, and she can give you all the information on how to enter that and what's going on with that. And now, Debbie, golf.
Golf, yes. We're very proud of our golf team this year. For the first time ever, we sent a girls' team to the state tournament and a boy as an individual to the state tournament. We had sent a girl, which the boy is Dalton Strode. His sister Savannah went 4 years ago as an individual to the state.
Who's now playing golf at?
She at Cumberland University. She got a scholarship and is in her fourth year there.
Very good.
Our boys' team at district got second place. The first three teams advanced out of district to region play. Eli Watson got second overall, and Dalton Strode got fourth overall in that event. In region play, Dalton finished second, which qualified him to go forward to state playoff, and Eli tied for third and ended up in a playoff at the region, which he ended up losing after four holes. Our girls finished first in district. Morgan Stewart got first overall, and Kendall Johnson got fourth overall. We got first in region. Out of region play, you have to finish first to go to state playoffs. So as a team, we got first, and Morgan got second overall in that playoff.
So she would have made it.
She would have made it as an individual, yes. Yes, she would have.
Okay.
And most likely Kendall would have. I can't remember. I think she finished fourth or fifth, but they don't, yeah.
So. Okay, and going to the – where was the state –
Manchester, Tennessee is where they have the state playoff. They have it there every year.
What's the name of the golf course?
Willowbrook.
Willowbrook.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful golf course. It's about a 7-mile walking golf course.
Okay. How many rounds does it?
They had a 18-hole practice session on Monday, and then you play 2 days with 18 holes.
Okay, and with the team, it's a combined team score?
Combined team score. You can take three players, which we did, Morgan Stewart, Kendall Johnson, and Kama Johnson, were our three, and the top two players are the two scores that count out of the team. So we ended up seventh out of eight teams, which we were thrilled with. I mean, they were thrilled to even place and go, so.
Well, you know, that's about anything at the state level. You got to get there first,
right,
haven't you? And once you get the tradition going, and what about are your team members mostly seniors or?
No, we have 12 team members, 7 boys and 5 girls. We had our number one player over the past 3 years has been Audrey Haston. She was injured and did not get to go this year. Kendall and Morgan are both seniors. Kama is a sophomore, and another team member, Kendall Roberts, is a sophomore. So we've got some girls still, and hopefully some more interest. Of our boys, Eli Watson is the only senior on that team. Dalton is a junior, so, and there's two more juniors, three more juniors, I think. B.J. Emerson, Clark Donaldson, and Gabe Henson, and then Matt White is a sophomore.
Okay, and did Morgan, she would also have an individual score?
At district, yeah, she was first and then second at region. Out of the state playoffs, she finished 32nd and Kendall finished 35th.
Out of how many?
Out of 45.
That's pretty good.
Yes, it was.
And I know Dalton finished, I think I saw somewhere.
26, I think, out of state. I looked at it yesterday. I can't remember. I think, and there's
Oh, gosh, there's a lot more boys, like 60 yeah. boys. Yeah. Staunton did very well.
Oh, he finished in the top half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know practice with the golf team during the year.
We actually, our home course has generally been Gainsborough, Jackson County, which they closed that down this year. So our home course was Ironwood. So, you know, you're an hour drive for them, the kids to go practice. It's the closest place we could get. A driving range here at the high school that is behind our softball field. They can go down there and hit at any time that they want to, that the school's open.
Okay, let's take a little short break and work in some messages from our great sponsors here. We'll be back just in a minute.
Okay.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. I have Debbie Johnson here with me this morning. I think, Debbie, I may have been coaching basketball one year when you played basketball tonight.
Yep, my freshman year. You sure were.
Year two ago.
Yeah, it has.
But you, I guess, who is the head coach? We might ought to give her some.
Betty Jo White. She started the golf here at CCHS and has been doing it every year, and I don't know what we would do without her.
And you are a volunteer assistant.
I am a volunteer. I have two kids on the team, and Betty Jo knew I would be there, and she asked me if I would help this year.
Well,
so. Is
this going to be more than one year?
I have still a sophomore, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, you know, I mean, not putting the bug on you, but it's great, you know, that parents do that. But it'd be great if they'd hang around another 4 or 5 years.
I know. We also have Amy Dotson, who's a teacher here at school, that helps us, too. She's assistant coach, too. So
Amy's involved about everything, isn't she?
She is.
And she turns up good pictures.
Beautiful pictures.
Okay. Tell us about a round of golf at the state tournament.
It's almost like the way they start it is they're grouped off into three to four players in a group that will go out and tee off. Your name is announced prior to your first tee off. They start from there, and then it's 18 holes, and it's just quick. It's about 5 to 6 hours to play those 18 holes, and they don't stop. They
and
play through.
You keep your own score?
They, each team member or each group in your group switches scorecards. And so you're keeping another player's score.
But the teams.
Yes, they have a scorer at each hole, an official scorer, and then an official rules person who, after each hole, you tell them their score, and then now they do a live stat. So you can actually watch as each hole progresses online.
I can remember some of the golf tournaments over the years where a player signed a golf card with a mistake on it. And
was disqualified. That happened last year at our region. A player from Monterey, top player, signed a scorecard and it was incorrect and they were disqualified. It was disheartening. Yes. So
you've got to be careful then.
You do. You have to be very careful.
I mean, I guess golf is called the gentleman's game, which means
yes.
Or a gentle lady's game.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of our students. They are they're conscientious, they're fair, they're composed. I've been very proud of them.
And you have to carry your own golf bags.
They do. Now, you can do a pull cart,
right.
Yes, but they are walking. They are not in carts every time they play. So, good exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you said you've got a group coming back next year.
Yes.
And looks like it's going to be another great year for that. And I know, personally, what are you doing now?
I'm a pharmacist. I'm director of pharmacy here at our hospital in town. So
you work for Cumberland River Hospital?
I do, yes.
And, can we say maybe they're good enough to let you off sometimes?
Oh, very fortunate. I've been very fortunate in that they've allowed me to do this for our kids.
And I know Betty Jo has, like I said, she's done this. Is she a golfer herself?
She is. She is. She's played golf for a number of years. I'm not sure what age she started playing golf, but she enjoys it and is very good at it and is very helpful with our kids.
Okay. Now, since this is homecoming week, we were reminiscing a minute ago, and I know back, I don't know if we still did it when you were in school, but when I was here back in the 60s, mm-hmm. we went all over Clay County to build these things, all over town, people's basements.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the students now, they really couldn't understand the freedom of those 2 weeks of the process of that.
Yeah, it was, it's totally different back when we were in school. And we even had a business in town would allow us, each class, to decorate windows there. We had competitions for that. But it was all in town, and it was a really nice time.
Okay, I know we've got a few minutes here to talk about some other things going on. Like I said, we are volleyball. I guess maybe the best they have ever finished is being tied and for first place. And we got to get the folks from the cross country team on here and find out what's going on with that.
Right. I know that they've started that up this year and they've done well too. I'm hearing good things from them.
And also, I know you mentioned a minute ago, we were talking about practicing, and you talked about the driving range
mm-hmm.
down there. And, of course, I'm sure that you'd like to have a sponsor to build a putting green for you.
It would be wonderful. We've actually talked about it. Betty Jo has looked into what that takes, and hopefully this summer or next summer prior to our starting, we can get a putting green down there. You know, chipping and putting is a big part of the game, and to have that here in town would be wonderful.
Yeah, that's where the money that comes
that's
from.
That's where the money
being
comes
able
from.
To putt.
Yeah.
Any big, strong lady or gentleman can hit the ball about 900 yards, but to get it to roll in that little bitty hole is a whole lot different, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
And there's really not anything that you can artificially do that mimics at all the natural grass putting green.
No. Carpet, you know, like they can put it home, but chipping on to that green, too, is a big part of it. So it'd be nice to have that here.
And we did lose our home golf course over the winter that we
did.
We used the course
mm-hmm.
down at Gainsborough,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure what the status on that is, if they've got anyone yet that's going to be reopening that, which would be a...
It would be wonderful, but I've not heard that that's going to happen. So our kids are driving an hour each way to practice.
And let's see. Well, on another basis, the Clay County Courthouse, it's getting close to time where we're going to have our Christmas coming up
mm-hmm.
here before long. And I had the pleasure last week of doing something that I really enjoyed, and that was going to the Tennessee Preservation Trust meeting down in Franklin, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never been to Franklin, Tennessee, we met in the Franklin Theater, and the gentleman that's the manager there, you know, he said, he was in the meeting, he was talking about that theater there. They have a theater there that seats 300 people
mm-hmm.
that cost $8.5 million.
Oh, wow. Beautiful theater.
And I'm thinking, you know, golly.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting to hear him talk about, you know, booking people in there. And he said, you know, there are, you know, like local artists and things that you can't afford to book there. But he said, you know, if I could get Paul McCartney for one night for $250,000, I would sign him up. He said, I believe we could get 300 people to pay $1,000 a ticket to come see him.
Wow.
So I guess the location has a lot to do with things like that.
Yes.
But, you know, we have a group from Middle Tennessee State University.
Right.
That have come in here, and we were a grant recipient from the Preservation Society at Middle Tennessee, and we are looking for pictures, old pictures of industry around here, pictures of logging, any kind of information that you have of the history of Clay County, the history of the courthouse, and we're working on setting up exhibits in the bottom of the courthouse, using the courtrooms and the hallway down there.
Oh, that'd be fun to see.
And we're looking to, the courthouse may become our performing arts center and cultural center for Clay County, and Middle Tennessee is helping us with that right now.
Oh, that's great.
And that was one of the reasons that I got to go down to the meeting down there the other day. And like I said, if you know of anyone that has historical items of any kind, like I said, pictures that can be scanned, blown up, and make big posters. We're looking for big posters all over the walls of the logging industry, pictures of the history of the Oshkosh industry that was here, the farmers, all those type things. And, of course, our historical folks that are here, like Cordell Hull, and we're looking at on the Grover Jones trial that took place here a few years ago.
Yes.
So we've got a bunch of exciting things happening here in Salina. And we'd like, if you have pictures, these pictures will be scanned on site and given, handed right back to you. So, you know, I know a lot of these pictures are precious family pictures, precious family heirlooms. Debbie, I need you to, right off the top of your head, think of a number of...
I'll try to get it right.
1 through 10.
6.
6. Okay. According to number 6, that would be Donald and Jennifer Strong, who celebrate their 20th anniversary on the 27th, and they have just won one of our delicious birthday and anniversary ice cream cakes from the Salina DQ. And I think they're back open today. They've been closed for a few days.
I didn't realize
doing
that.
Some repair work and maybe some sewer work back there that was causing problems.
Okay.
So they're back open now. Donald and Jennifer, the procedure is you go by the Clay County Chamber and pick up a certificate. And take that certificate over to the Dairy Queen, and we hope you enjoy your birthday and anniversary cake. You're on your 27th wedding anniversary. And Debbie, I think we have made it through another day, and I'd like to thank all my guests that have been here today. I'd like to thank Ms. Beth Hatcher for bringing her group in and talking to us about FFA and some of the things they're doing, and of course filling us in on our golf team, and hopefully maybe we'll have maybe the volleyball girls team on here, maybe where they've won a district or a region here in the next week or so. We're getting to be a school of winners and everything.
That's right.
What we're
That's
looking
great.
For,
isn't yes.
it? And thank you for being here. And with that, I guess it's about time that we signed off. And, of course, once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you here again at 101.5 Kicks Country each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock and rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. So if you want to listen to yourself, tune in at 6 o'clock. Right now, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.